Why do you want to go to art college? You're already an artist.
I know, but I want to be a starving artist, so I need to ring up more debt.
Welcome to the 5-Minute Artcast number 5. The aim of the 5-Minute Artcast is to bring the work of artists from within Yorkshire and the Dales to a wider audience. In this edition, we shall be looking at a picture called Low Mill 2 by Johnny Rook. We've looked at other images from Johnny's collection, but Low Mill 2 is quite an interesting one, as it really does convey the thoughts of winter and darkness and so many of the other emotions that Johnny's trying to get across in his collection. Anyway, have a listen to Johnny talk about his picture.
So come on, John. Low Mill 2. It looks very wintry to me. When did you roughly take that?
I took the photograph in December, which would probably be why it looks wintry, really, yeah, for us Northern Hemisphere.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? A bit Dickensian as well in its colours and its look.
It's Dickensian, yeah, but it came more from looking at Victorian artists than writers. I suppose the themes are the same, and that the feelings, you know, will parallel in literature and the visual arts. So, yeah, that's the theme. And of course, the lamppost in it, it's a Victorian piece of ironwork stuck there, and that sort of generated the colours for the palette, really.
I mean, it looks quite complex. I mean, how did you actually get to the finished article?
There are about 20 photographs on there, layered up one on top of the other, using different amount of opacity and saturation. And it becomes an abstract piece, because you're not looking at trying to represent a figurative image anymore. You're trying to make something work, and that becomes the only rule then. It isn't trying to be a photograph of a street lamp and a tree in winter. It's a photograph, it's a picture about a memory, about a feeling, about a journey. It's a mixture of times and things all put together, and so you've got to free yourself away from the figurative. And I just try to use photographs like a palette, like paints, or a collage, or any other medium.
So what is it? Is it as a photograph or is it a painting?
It's a photo montage, I suppose, except that you use the colours as paints. You just don't apply them by hand, but you still check them by eye, and you still make all these decisions about whether it works or not. So the process in your brain's the same, you're just using different tools.
I mean, you've called it Low Mill. For the benefit of people listening who don't know, where's Low Mill?
Low Mill, it's a part of Addingham, which in itself is in Mid Wharfdale, which is in the Yorkshire Dales. And it's a very old village, that partly a farming community, partly textile mills in Victorian and pre-Victorian times. And this is a photograph taken from part of that, the remaining architecture of that time.
Is it a spooky place, or do you just see it that way?
In the winter, this little lane is quite a spooky lane. It goes down from the church and the vicarage, down to one of the old mills, which has just been converted into housing, and it's dark and it's overgrown, and there's lots of rustling in the undergrowth, and it's damp, it floods, hence the sort of reflection things I've tried to put in there. So yeah, it can be a bit spooky, but not really threatening, you know.
I mean, it's an interesting picture to look at. I mean, in the notes that you did to go with it, you said it's part of a series, and it's come out of the Nocturnes and the Night Paints of Tourne's Grimshaw and Whistler. What drove you in that direction? What made you do that?
I think it's just the feeling that there was struggling to find light and colour in winter, trying to find the hope of spring again, trying to find, you know, when it's dark and when it's cold, trying to remember that there is colour there is life there. And all night long things live and things grow and things move, and I was trying to find that, I think.
That was Johnny Rook talking about his picture Low Mill 2. You can see Low Mill 2 and other images from Johnny's collection at our website, which is www.townheadgallery.com. At the site you can also leave comment and feedback, or if you prefer, you can email us directly at feedback@townheadgallery.com. Also at the website, there are RSS buttons should you wish to subscribe to this podcast and receive it automatically each day. As I've said before, the aim of the 5-Minute Artcast is to bring the work of artists and photographers from within Yorkshire and the Dales to a wider audience. Anyway, that's all for the 5-Minute Artcast number 5. Until number 6, thank you for listening.